Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Kitty Tales. Today we got a new episode, and this one's called What in the World? This episode is going to have very mature conversations. Yeah, like a lot of mature conversations, a lot of mature talk. So make sure parent discretion is advised. So let's talk about how you feel on some serious topics. Make sure to leave a comment on how you feel, follow and share. And once again, thanks for listening. What in the world? Before we start this, I want to know how you guys are feeling on this beautiful January 27th of 2023, this beautiful Friday. My Friday's been going super good so far. Finished my math, finished all my classes, and I'll have a good weekend. Let's see how Mel's feeling. Well, actually, before we talk to Mel, I just got a new wire in my mouth. My braces kind of like upgraded. It kind of hurts. So I won't be talking that much today, but I will be talking in the info, some of the questions I'll be talking. Yeah. So, Mel, how about your Friday?
It's good. I just did my identity, my PE. Doing good. Me and my boy was playing different games, and it was fun. That's my week. That was my week there.
What in the world, kids? What's happening today? Definitely, it's going to be some topics where parental discretion is advised. So we're going to get into some emotional talk. And, let's get started.
What in the world? Why are there so many people on this earth? They're like about 7 billion, maybe 8, going on to 8 billion, maybe. And can you believe it started with just like 2 people? And it kept on growing and growing. Used to be tribes. Back in the days, it used to be tribes of people. Now there's like lots of people. Some may be living in a small space like New York. Some may be living in the countryside like farmers. Some people may be living in the busy city.
What in the world? Why are there so many people on this earth? Maybe that's why what's happening right now with the pandemic, there's a lot of people who are dying and who are falling sick from these various diseases, because there are so many people on this earth. There are so many sickness that's being man-made and is being made in labs. So I guess the population control is something that we are always going to be concerned about. Because there's only 2% of fresh water to hydrate billions of people. How do y'all feel about that? There's literally a little bit of fresh water available for billions of people, but a lot ocean water, more than land. How you guys feel about the water crisis that can be happening?
I actually have a question. Can you turn ocean water into normal water?
No.
Well, I mean, that's crazy, then. There's only 2% of water that we could drink. I think there's actually 3%, but 2% stuck inside glaciers and frozen lakes. So there's only 1%, actually, of water available, which is crazy. And it's crazy how that 1% is still alive and living, because there's billions of people buying that water, maybe wasting it.
Yeah, that's why there's a lot of water being purified and being resold to us. And actually, you know, there's a lot of people who are not available to get a lot of water in this world. A lot of millions of people die each year from not having any fresh water to drink or to use on a daily basis. And then we do have a lot of people who waste water all the time. So it's best to know that, you know, be cautious how you use water, and water is important for us, our body and our lifestyle. And living without it, we will not be here, and there's such little of it. So let's be smart with how we're using water. All right, so let's go on. Gonna get a little serious, guys. I want to ask y'all. In the news recently, there was a six-year-old that shot his teacher while at school. So, you know, he brought a gun to school and he shot his teacher. She's alive, thankfully. He also threatened another student before the shooting on the playground that he was going to shoot him. Now, this is a six-year-old. This kid is a little younger than y'all. You know, Ross, you being 10, and Ramel, you being 8. So how do you guys feel about hearing a child that is 6 years old shooting his teacher?
I mean, stuff could be crazy out here. Kids could be crazy. You know, if parents be doing this stuff, then kids could do this stuff, and it's crazy that all this stuff is happening. Like it's crazy how kids, you know, have like this bad side to certain kids, and it could really mess up people's lives. You wouldn't see there's like not a lot of times that kids will shoot people, especially with this kid who did it on purpose. It's crazy. But let's talk about guns. Now we're kind of not allowed to have toy guns. Sometimes we can, sometimes we not. And it's very important that we know gun safety. Our dad taught us gun safety and what we should and should not use a gun for, and the awareness of a gun, like never stand in front of a gun, stuff like that. So be careful out there, and if you see a gun, then try to avoid it and get under something.
All right, Ram, what do you feel about that situation with a six-year-old went to school and shot his teacher?
A six-year-old is not supposed to be having a gun, first of all. Second of all, the parents that own this kid should make sure the kid doesn't even know what a gun is. Or, like, know what a gun is so the six-year-old know to not mess with a gun. What I'm trying to say is, the parents should give the child gun awareness of guns and in the first place, the kid should not have access to the gun. The gun should be somewhere that the kid does not know what a gun is, unless the kid knows how dangerous a gun could be. And the kid shouldn't have had a gun in school in the second place, because I'm pretty sure in some schools there's metal detectors, the kind of knives, weapons and stuff. So it shouldn't have even been stuck inside there in the first place unless we use like a different method or his school didn't have metal detectors.
So what do you think should happen to this child, Ross?
Kids these days love to do a crime. They get sent as a parent to adult parent. I mean adult prison. Sorry. Attempted murder should be 15 years, maybe 20. Murder would be 30.
All right. So you think he should go to an adult prison at 6 to face attempted murder charges?
Yes.
All right, Ram, what do you feel should happen to the 6-year-old child?
He wouldn't go to prison. He would go to jail. Adult jail or whatever it is. And, like, he should not be in jail for life, at least like be in jail for like 15 years or 10 years.
Well, what do you think would cause a child to act out in a way to make him want to be so violent towards the teachers?
Well, what would make him so violent would be like if the parents are abusing him, or if the parents just, you know what, do whatever you want and just... This is a gun. A gun is a toy gun. No, but that's not the taste here.
And what about you, Ross?
To back up what Mo said, I'd say the fact that the parents, if the kids are doing this, then the parents probably never
that gave him discipline, or maybe because without the discipline, if the teacher ever got on his nerves, then he's gonna be like, oh, I'm so mad, and I'm gonna shoot this teacher. But me, if that would happen to me, become disciplined, I wouldn't act like, oh, I'm not. I wouldn't act like I wanted to shoot my teacher. It wouldn't actually bother me that much, because I know that like a year or so that she's gonna be gone anyways. But
who's gonna be gone? Okay, let's wait and see. Okay, so this is a serious situation that happened, where a 6-year-old did shoot his teacher at school, and the teacher was complaining many times about it to the other staff that this child was being really violent with his words. So it's very important to pay attention to what people are saying. So if you are around any kids that are saying a lot of violent stuff or displaying violence, that you should always say something, and just don't sit and let anything fester and get out of control. Ross, you was in New York and you saw a violent incident that happened in front of you, which was a child. We was at going to the store and we witnessed a teenager who's also a child. What did you witness happening while we were walking to the store?
Walking to the store with my phone, I had my phone in my hand. Mom said, "Pay attention." So I took the phone. So I put the phone in my pocket. I was watching a few kids. I was like, "Oh, they must be friends." And then after a little while, after watching, I saw it run away. Then I looked in one of the kids' hands. And I saw him with a knife. All the other kids that was like with him, they started running away. I think he got stabbed like 3 times, and then he kept on asking people to open the door. And one adult opened the door, let him in. And after that, we went to the store. I heard the police sirens, so hopefully they catch the kids.
Okay, let me make it a little clearer. We were walking to the grocery store, and while we were waiting for the street light to change so we could walk safely, we noticed that a young teenage boy was standing at the bus stop, and a group of 4 to 5 other teenagers was walking towards him. One of them had a knife and began stabbing the young boy at the bus stop in the back of his leg. And the boy wasn't sure what was happening. I guess everything was happening so fast, so he was just standing in shock at first. And he just began, like, when he noticed that he had a knife in his hand, he ran out and tried to run in the middle of the street. And the car stopped in busy New York, and he was trying to flag down some cars so he can get into a safe place, and he was able to get into someone's car and was safe, and you know, they drove off, and the young boys, the teenagers that had the knife, all scattered and ran away. So we actually witnessed that, and it was important for Ross to pay attention because he had the phone in his hand. And I always tell him that, you know, especially if you're outside, if you're in a street, you always want to pay attention to your surroundings. So you have to know what's happening in front of you. You have to know what's happening behind you. So Ross, how do you feel after witnessing something like that so up close and personal?
I totally forgot about that until you mentioned it.
That's great. So it's like out of your mind, out of sight, out of mind. So that's awesome to know. But there's traumatic situations that happen to people, and it don't leave their mind. And they do remember it. So it's important for us to talk about it. So, you know, so do you have any other feelings towards it now that I did bring it up and you are thinking about it again?
I feel traumatized again. It's crazy how this stuff happens in New York. New York back around Brooklyn or something. It's crazy because it seems like there's no laws or something.
Now, these things happen anywhere, any place. You don't have to only be living or a citizen of New York, or you can be living anywhere in any country at any time, and anything can happen that is sometimes can be out of your control. Okay, let's jump off to another subject. How do you handle being defeated? How do you handle a loss of feeling like you was in a game with someone, they won, you lost, you're playing games with your friends, you lost. How do you feel when you are defeated, Ramel?
I feel like good day, Mike, and at the same time, angry.
And how do you handle your anger? What do you do when you're angry?
I sometimes just play another game, or just play it in Twitter.
Okay, what about you, Ross? How do you feel when you are defeated?
I have three moods when I'm defeated. If I am playing with my friend, then maybe we just join a different match, different group, a different game. But if my teammates are strangers, then I'd probably say rematch maybe, because you know I can. And if I'm just playing on myself, if I'm playing by myself, I just do the same thing. I just do either rematch, or I would just play a different game. I mean, not a different game, but a different match, you know.
Okay, so feeling defeated, you handle it with more poise, and you try to do it again, go again until you win, right? You don't get too sad. You don't feel too overwhelmed where it takes over your whole day.
I mean, I used to feel like that, but I don't anymore, no.
Well, that's good. And just remember, kiddos out there, that it's, you know, being defeated is a part of life. Sometimes failure comes with growth, and, you know, you will get better and do better over time. Just know practicing something makes getting better and better and perfect at the stuff, what you like to do. Okay, let me ask one more question before we leave. Why are some parents or siblings so mean and abusive to their kids and family members? What do you think? Why do you think that happens?
I guess because of the. I guess because I don't know if the law is out yet, but I'm pretty sure there was a law in the making of like you cannot have abortions or something like that.
Not abortion. Abusive, like beating on the kids. Brother.
I know. I mean, yeah. So like the mothers, like, I don't want this kid, but like there's a law where I have to have it. So she would just beat on the kid. I guess I don't know.
No. So that's why you think some parents are mean and abusive to their kids, because they don't want the child.
I also think that maybe the parents had a rough kid, rough childhood, and they want to give another kid another rough childhood, maybe.
Oh, so you think it's like a chain reaction, like something, if they were abused while they were young, they're going to repeat the same things to their children?
Yeah. Also, according to science, I'm a scientist. Love. Once you spread love, it could infinitely go on, and the same thing can go with hate.
Absolutely. So just know out there that Ram, how do you feel about that? Before we go on, that some parents or siblings can be abusive to their kids, or you know, a brother or sister always yelling, mad. How do you feel about that?
First, it would be stupid. Second, if you do it, if you at school, you'll be a bully. That's all I have to say.
Okay. All you got to say. All right. Anything else, Ross?
And those kids will be grow up to be bullies, like Ramel said. And then those bullies will bully other people. Maybe that'll make those kids mad. Then those kids are going to do something to other people, making them mad, and so on and so forth.
Okay, so there's a lot of things that happens out here in our world that makes you say, what in the world is happening? We do hear that parents are abusive and could be mean to their children, as well as siblings could be mean with their own, with their brothers or sisters. And let's just be patient with each other. Let's remember to spread more love, because more love you give, the more love comes back. And let's just try to remember to stay safe out there. And remember, if you see something that's uncomfortable, anything that's happening to someone else or happening to you, say something, okay? Say something to an adult or a parent. All right, thanks for listening, guys. What in the world? See y'all again soon.
Bye. Peace.